There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is a terrific idea. 855-993-7569. Agnes, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hello, Dr. Joy. I'm glad to talk to you. Thank you. So I have a question. What should I say to my father-in-law and my husband? So yesterday I have 8 months old baby, and we have been visiting our in-laws for like few times. She was born.
And how old is she now?
Eight months.
Okay, and so are you with your in-laws now?
No, right now. We were there yesterday.
Okay, so you don't live with them, you just visit them?
No, we don't. Yeah, we just visiting. And every time I visit them, my father-in-law just take her and go to empty room. And for me, it's strange, and I just don't feel comfortable. And I don't want to accuse him or anything, but I just don't feel that's right, and I don't want to make a pattern for him to feel, I don't know, very
comfortable
with her to go anywhere. Anyway,
okay.
I told my mom-in-law yesterday was joking about something, and I said, no, I'm very glad that you play with her. I'm very happy that you spend time with him. The only thing I don't like is when my father-in-law, I use his name, takes her to a separate room where nobody is. And
yeah.
since then, nobody talks to me.
Okay. I think the way to go about it, I think, is to just say, listen, this is a very young child. And she just, you know, that being that far, you know, you can take her to the other end of the living room if you like. But first of all, how old are you, Agnes?
I'm 37.
Okay. Just say, look, I'm a new mom. Is this your first child?
Yes.
Okay. Just say, look, this is my first child, and I'm kind of an overprotective mom, so I just need, it's fine, I love that you guys love this child, I love that she loves you, but I just need to keep her in sight.
Okay.
And I think, and I would just go to your father-in-law, really, because he's, and just say, listen, I love that you love her and that she loves you, I just need to keep her in sight. I'm a nervous new mom, and when she's out of my sight, I just get nervous. And as she gets older, it will probably bother me less. But right now, I'm new to this. So either, you know, that you can stay in the room with me, or I'll come and read a book in the same room that you're in. I'm in no way trying to interfere with the fact that the two of you obviously have a great time with one another. But I just need to have her in sight.
Thank you. I've called him twice today and nobody pick up the phone. Should I, send him a letter if he will not pick up the phone tomorrow?
Well, do you email him?
Yes, I can email him.
Yeah, I just say, listen, I meant no offense. I'm delighted that my daughter loves being with you, and I know you love being with her. I'm just a brand new mommy, and I'm very anxious. And I wasn't implying anything except when she's out of my sight, I feel anxious. And so I'm sure as I get to be a more seasoned mom, it will bother me less. But it just makes me anxious. It has nothing to do with you. It only has to do with me.
Okay. It was easy. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right.
Thank you, Dr. Joy. Goodbye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. I know it is. I mean, it's tough being a new mom. Especially if, you know, if this is, you know, if you've waited a long time to have a baby. And I think to a certain extent, you know, I was so young and stupid, not to mention I was the oldest of six kids, so I was very used to taking care of babies. It never occurred to me. You know, but the older you get, I think the more the more you can figure out all the kind of things that can make you unhappy. Sarah, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Yes. Hi. I'm so glad I got you on so quick. Okay. I would like to have a better relationship with my granddaughter. She's 15, and I'm in my late 60s. And okay. I used to babysit her so much, and I miss her. And now the only time she calls me if she needs a ride. She barely says thank you.
Well, I mean, as you know, as you recall from raising children, that this is that 15 is not a great age. They tend to be pretty narcissistic. But I mean, there are two ways to go about this.
Okay.
One, Sarah, is that you can just say, "Look," you can say essentially the same thing to her that you've said to me, which is, "Darling, I love spending time with you. The only time I hear from you is when you need a ride. I'll make you a deal." That for every time you need a ride, all you have to do is spend a certain amount of time watching television with me or going to the grocery store with me or going shopping with me or talking with me on the phone. And it doesn't have to be, you know, it doesn't have to be hour to hour. But
oh, I know. Yeah. It's just, and then when we're in the car, usually are not very long rides, okay, and I'm glad.
No. Sarah, I was saying something different. I was saying that you only get the ride, it's kind of like you need to make me feel like I'm something other than a bus.
Okay.
So if you need a ride, what you're going to have to do is anticipate that and call up and say, "Hi, Grandma Sarah, how are you doing? Do you want to go to the movies today, or would you like to go for lunch, or can we take a walk?" And then after we've done that, then you can say, "Can I have a ride next week?"
Okay.
But calling me up, which means you're going to have to say no to the ride sometimes, of saying, "Listen, I want to spend time with you other than schlepping you. I don't want to feel like I'm the transportation authority, so I'm perfectly willing to spend time driving you someplace if you do what makes me happy, which is to spend some time with me.
Oh.
And if you don't make me happy spending time with me, I'm not going to make you happy driving you someplace." So that's one way of doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And she should understand that, and you can do it with a smile on your face.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing you can do is figure out things that you think she'd really like to do,
okay,
which probably involves shopping and going to the mall and doing. So make sure that there are things that to do with her that are fun for both of you.
Okay. Yeah, because I was thinking about saying something like, and I thought maybe I wasn't going to say it with the right tune because I was kind of getting irritated, you know.
Well, no, I think it's okay as long as you do it with a smile on your face and say, "Look,
okay,
honey, the whole deal is here. You make me feel like I have no value to you other than as transportation, and that hurts my feelings. So here's the deal.
Yeah.
You make me feel like I'm important to you by spending time with me or going out for lunch with me or inviting me to a movie, and I'd be delighted to schlep you places. If not, I think you're going to have to find some other means of transportation because it just hurts my feelings."
Yeah, because even when we're in a car, she just is busy with herself, you know.
I get that. But, you know, just make the argument. Instead of saying that
okay,
she's a selfish little rat, which is probably true, but not exactly the issue. I'm just saying to her, it hurts your feelings. That that it hurts your feelings when it makes you feel used when all she calls you for is transportation. So if she wants you and you don't like feeling that way and you don't like feeling that way about her.
Uh-huh.
So here's the deal: if you want me to take you, then you have to make me feel like I'm important to you.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I was afraid I was going to say something the wrong way, but it was pretty much what I was thinking. But I didn't know if that was the right thing to do.
Well, she may get snotty about it, but you haven't really lost very much. I mean, it's making you feel uncomfortable anyway. So I mean, it's not like this is, you know. And look, she is being selfish, and she is not bothering to make somebody else feel good. And that's you can help to educate her to be a better person.
Okay.
Whether she wants to be educated or not.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you very much, Dan. Okay.
You're very welcome. All righty. 855-99 Dr. Joy, 855-99-3756. If you've got something on your mind, this is certainly the place to give me a holler. 855-99-3756. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yes, indeed, 855-993-7569. Mary, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm doing very well, Mary. How may I help?
Oh, well, you've helped me before. The last caller prompted me to call you. I have a granddaughter issue as well. And I just wanted your advice on it. Should I continue to be standoffish or should I do something else? She is going to be 19 years old this summer. When she and her younger sister were younger, they used to spend most weekends with me. We had a very close relationship. But as the years went by, as they got older, and I understand teenagers get involved with their own lives, but she stopped calling. She stopped wanting to come up and you know, stay weekends. But the problem I'm having right now is for her 18th birthday, I sent her a rather generous check. For her graduation from high school, I sent her an even more generous amount of money. And never got a card, never got a thank you. I've never received thank yous, phone calls saying, hi, Graham, I got it. I'd always have to initiate, did you get the card? Did you get the money? Did you?
Ooh.
Well, I know. This year, I decided that's it. I'm not sending any more money. I sent her a Christmas card. It was just a cute little generic Merry Christmas card with a nice little note that, you know, Gramps and I miss you and so on and so forth, and I hope you have a lovely holiday. I got a text message from her, oh, probably 6 weeks later, that said, thank you for the sweet card and the generous gift.
Whoa, a little snot.
Exactly. Now, yeah. What would you suggest? I miss the relationship we had, she's turned into quite a large
little
knot.
Brat. Yeah. Well, I think you have two ways. I think they're the same issue. The question is, what makes you more comfortable in terms of how we deliver the message? And let me give you the options. One is to just text her back and saying, look, darling, I miss you greatly. I think you're, you know, I miss spending time with you, but I never got a thank you note, so I thought it wasn't really very important to you, and I just figured there was better ways to spend the money. Call if I was mistaken and leave it to her. The second is to pick up the phone and say, hey, listen, you hurt my feelings. That I sent you money, I obviously value you, and I didn't even get a thank you note. And if it's not important to you, I'll give the money to charity, or I'll go and buy myself something. And if it is important to you, then I guess I need to hear about it because it hurts my feelings. See, instead, which is basically, as you understand, the same message to Sarah, that saying to a little snot, you're being a snot, doesn't do any good. Right?
Right.
But
right.
Saying to somebody, your behavior hurts my feelings. And when I'm so, and all of us move toward pleasure and away from pain. And when I think about you, I miss who our relationship used to be. And it just makes me feel awful. It makes me feel used that I can send you generous checks and you don't even bother to say thank you. And so when I think about doing something like that, it makes my stomach hurt. So
yeah.
If it makes my stomach hurt, I don't want to do it anymore. I love spending time with you. I love thinking about you. I love spending money with you. And maybe what we could do is arrange, so going forward, how far away from you does she live?
Well, right now she's probably a good 3 hours because she's in college.
Okay, but when she's home?
When she's home, she's about an hour away.
Okay. I'm saying, look, I really miss you, and I would love going forward, for example, instead of sending you a check, for us to go shopping for something that's meaningful to you. So that we're spending time.
I like that.
And, yeah. And say, but, you know, I really don't, you know, I'm of the age, you know, I'm smart enough and old enough or wise enough or just old enough, I suppose, to say, I don't want to do things that make my stomach hurt. And when I would write a check for you, knowing that there wasn't going to be a thank you note, it made my stomach hurt. And I don't want to associate a stomach ache with you because I love you.
Oh, I like that. Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
As usual, good advice. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And I would say, look, going forward, for your birthday this year, what I propose is that we go shopping together and I buy you something that you love and we get to spend some time together.
Now, when she sends a snotty reply back,
ignore it. Just ignore it.
Just ignore it.
Well, she may not. I mean, look, again, you're not saying that she's a horrible human being. You're saying you're hurt.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, saying I feel rather than you are is quite often a way of
softening
kind of opening
it.
A dialogue. Well, it's not even softening it. It's opening. Because, look, when we're feeling attacked, we do one of two things. We either attack back or we just sort of bare our throat and say, you're right, I'm a horrible person. Neither of which is taking any responsibility. When someone says, this really hurts, then most of us think, oh, my goodness, you know, I really didn't mean to hurt your feelings. Most of us will either be apologetic or at least somewhat sympathetic, because mm-hmm. most of us don't want to go through life hurting people. And I think that's a much more viable approach than saying, look, you're a little brat. And understand, let me just sort of fill you in, that it took her 6 weeks because she didn't know what to do about it.
But then when she talked it, with it was so snotty.
Well, it is snotty. And I would, you know, it was mean-spirited and tacky. And she probably talked with, you know, maybe her mom about it or maybe her friends about it. And so I just ignore that part. I would just say, look, the reason I didn't send you a check this year is I sent you 2 checks last year. I didn't hear anything about it. So when it came time to write you a check, I realized my stomach hurt. And I thought, I don't want a stomach ache attached to my granddaughter. I love her. And so, you know, this isn't a perfect solution. I'd much rather I felt good about this, but I don't, because you didn't even bother to acknowledge it. So going forward, this is what I propose.
I like it. Thank you. Alrighty. As usual. You good advice. Thank you.
You're welcome. All righty, 855-99, Dr. Joy. This is, I mean, I think all of this to a certain extent falls under the category of if you've done the same thing over and over again, that and it doesn't work, stop doing it. Do something else, right? Because otherwise what happens is if you've done it over and over again, I actually saw, I was watching television this year because I was watching the football games, and apparently Alice and Janney has a new program that's called Mom or something, and the kid with her says, she says, do you know what the definition of insanity is? And the classic definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a different response. And but Alice and Jenny said, do you know what the definition of insanity is? And apparently her daughter says, yeah, of course, I live with you. But I suppose you had to be there. Or be Seattle, or be not Green Bay, or I don't know. 855-99, Dr. Joy, 855-993-7569. All right, so what we've got here is we've got a lot of people on vacation today, except for Manny and me. Manny and I. And we are both here. We are both live. Manny, are you live?
Yeah, you sound good. I am live.
There you go. All right, we go. Mm-hmm. I like this this article that man was given a citation for eating while driving in Georgia. He's probably eating ribs. I mean, look, people are so distracted. I mean, it just drives me crazy. I don't think you should be able to do it. This is why I like the auto, you know, the self-driving cars, because then we don't have to worry about people texting or eating or fighting or whatever, talking on their phone. All right, 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zisha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, we're looking at things that are going to change your life, and apparently drones are the number one. I'm just trying to talk myself out of getting a drone. I mean, because I'm such a klutz, I'm afraid I'd crash into something. But I mean, they just look like such fun. Don't you think, to just kind of have a radio controlled little thing that flies around?
Yeah, it would be pretty interesting.
Kind of fun off my balcony or something. Yeah, I think that might be kind of fun. And Radio Shack has them for $100.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the ones that everybody's talking about do not cost $100. There's apparently a new one that has a camera on it that you can take a selfie.
With the drone.
Yeah. And the picture will show up on your smartphone so you can see if you like the selfie or not. I'm not into selfies particularly, thank you anyway. But they also have one that that works on a GPS so that you can, and apparently Jeff Bezos is talking about doing, like, instead of FedEx or something, that you put it on a drone and it would go on, you could set the path ahead of time because you put it on a GPS.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. The idea of all those little drones flying around doesn't really comfort me very much. And then they have this this thing apparently that somebody developed, and Google bought them out for $4 billion or something, that is looks like a hockey puck, and you can put it in your house, and you can tap your smartphone, and it will turn on your air conditioning, so you don't have to run your air conditioning during the day. You can do it, you know, you can set it for like 20 minutes before you go home, so your house is nice and cool. Although it seems to me, you know, unless you're incredibly heat sensitive, that you could actually go home and turn on your air. Although apparently you need to keep it, it works better to keep your air conditioning at kind of a moderate level, like at 78 or something, as opposed to turn it off completely.
Right.
I don't know, but apparently they bought that in Ireland, they're giving it away free because it cuts people's electrical costs by like 20%. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, well, that's a very kind gesture.
Well, yeah.
Finding a way to reduce electric bills, that's always nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They've now decided that all work and no play can make you an alcoholic.
Yeah,
you know, I think that's about social anxiety disorder.
Yeah.
I think that's about that. Drinking alcohol before sleep is linked to sleep disruption. We've known that for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the people who think that they're, you know, if they just have a drink before they go to bed to make them sleep. You'll sleep for a couple of hours and you wake up.
Mm-hmm.
And you may, depending on what you drink, you may actually have to wake up and tinkle because beer apparently has an antidiuretic hormone in it. So that basically you don't pee and then you have to pee a lot.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who drink beer have probably already figured out. You didn't actually need me to tell you that. Yeah, I'm the poster boy for that, says Manny. There we go. All right, so let's talk about one of the things I've got a huge numbers of our responses on was the most toxic work environment? Was that the?
Yeah.
Was that that? Yeah. So should we? I think we should talk about that since lots of people have the day off and you and I don't. I am certainly the answer to your toxic work environment. Manny, are you there?
Joy, I have to go to the bathroom.
Manny, are you there? All right, so what are people saying about their toxic work environment?
Well, we'll start with Lorraine. Lorraine says, a vindictive, mean supervisor.
All right, look, try and charm them because, you know, viewing, as I've told you before about, I was dealing with a group of paralegals and they said, could I come and give them a speech about how to deal with a difficult boss? And I said, I would be delighted to give a speech, but you don't want me to give a speech about how to deal with a difficult boss. Because then you've already defined them as difficult, which means that you've already put yourself at a disadvantage. You can say how to deal with a challenging boss, so what's the challenge? Because that's a much more positive way of looking at it. But you don't want to give your power away. So viewing your boss as this kind of mean, horrible person means that you lose. Because, you know, mean, horrible people are going to act in a mean, horrible way. And even you could say, well, but they were mean and horrible before, no matter how I act. But people do respond to the cues. So just pretend like this is, you know, a sweetie pie and see what happens. Try it for a couple of days if this person is a lovely person. And, for example, if you go into work in the morning and you think your boss is a creep, what you're going to do is avoid the boss and, not say hello and sort of keep a low profile. And if, on the other hand, if you view your boss as a sweetie pie, you're going to bounce in and say, hi, have a great day. You know, I made some cookies. Would you like one? So you're going to act completely differently. If nothing else, it'll confuse the daylights out of your boss, which is not bad.
Right. Exactly. Victoria says the Postal Service.
Hard to argue with that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think we've probably heard that one a lot, actually. That's
kind of common. Yeah, I have one of the meanest mail people, even everybody in my building, because, like, sometimes I have to mail stuff out, and I don't have a postal meter. You know, I don't have one. So I'll just, slap some stamps on it. And not only, I mean, it's one thing if he said, look, this isn't enough stamps. You need 15 more cents or something, or a dollar more, whatever. He scratches out the stamps that are on it, and we're talking about several dollars worth of stamps that I've already put on it, and it writes nasty things on it. And, I'm tempted to just go down to the post office and just take one of those nasty little things and say, is this really how you want someone to represent you? But everybody agrees he's really nasty. But I just avoid him. So,
mm-hmm.
And who knows if I'm getting my mail?
Lynn says, being in the beauty business for over 20 years, for some strange reason, it would have to be the gossip in that environment. That is the most toxic.
Yeah, you know, there are ways of dealing with that, and one of the ways of dealing with it is just to say, you know, you'd really help me if with my New Year's resolution, which is, you know, I have a problem with gossip. You don't have to say I have a problem with you gossip. You can say I have a problem with gossip. So my New Year's resolution is I'm not going to listen to and I'm not going to gossip, and if you'd help me with that, that'd be great. The other thing you can do is, well, you can't really wear headphones, but you can give one to your client of saying, hey, listen, there's this great new music, or have some decent magazines. I think one of the reasons that people talk with their, you know, whoever's doing their hair is because there's nothing else to do. So if you have some magazines, maybe that'll help. But you really can say, here this is my new thing. If I'm not doing gossip, I just felt like I've become addicted to gossip or something.
Yep. Suzanne says, working in the atmosphere of 98% young women who form cliques and drive out other women that don't conform to their toxic relationships. I spent 5 years in that, for some reason thinking I could survive and maybe help improve them. It ended miserably.
Well, that's a stupid and cheerful. You know, that's just sort of ignoring it. You know, I think one of the things, we've all been tainted by the MASH school of life, which says that we should find all of our goodies, our relationships, our love life, our friendships, our family, our acquaintances, in our work environment. And it's ridiculous. All you have to be at work is competent. And you don't have to be mean. You don't have to be judgmental. You don't offer advice if it's not asked for, because advice is almost always negative. The implication is that you're doing something wrong, and here's the right way to do it, which doesn't necessarily endear people to you, or you be endeared to them. Is just be competent with a smile on your face, and if somebody gossips, you just ignore it. And if somebody comes to you about gossip, say, do you know what? I have such a problem with that. Not that I have a problem with you doing it, but it becomes so seductive that I just made myself a deal that I wouldn't do it, or I was harmed by it once, or someone that I gossiped about found out about it and it ruined a relationship, so I just don't do it anymore. Whatever you want that takes the burden on your shoulder rather than judging somebody else, and it really does work.
Sally says, it was my first real job in my 20s. Thank goodness, because I wouldn't have put up with the same in my 40s. My boss was undiagnosed bipolar. I didn't know from day to day how she was going to be.
Yeah, I mean, people who have psychiatric disturbances, but I mean, I suppose you can just view it as, wow, I wonder what's going to be on tap today. Yeah, I mean, it's you know, your boss is your boss, and I think the deal is just, wow, I have this really interesting job where I don't know what my boss is going to require of me from day to day. But, you know, I'm willing to, whatever it is, I'm willing to step up. You can also ask for things in writing and things of that sort.
Carol says, national real estate developer, heavy corporate weekly pump-em-up meetings that wasted our time and took us away from our work. And she says, I was a contracts administrator, major office politics, sales managers sleeping around to get promoted, et cetera, vowed to never work in a corporate environment ever again after that. That's deep.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there is that always. It's one of my favorite horrible stories. I was working for a large American corporation, as you can imagine, and I sort of found out accidentally that one of the people was sleeping with somebody else, which I didn't ever say anything about it. But not only did both of them get fired, but the company got sued for sexual harassment and creating an overly sexualized atmosphere. That was pretty interesting. 855, I didn't say anything, honest. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a terrific idea. I have about an hour and 10 minutes left, so I've got a couple minutes left in this hour, and then I have time for you in the next hour, so not a bad time to call. 855-99-37569. All right, we were talking about toxic work environments, and we were doing that today because so many of you have the day off, not including Manny and myself. Wine, 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 but we're okay. All right, so what else we got?
Let's go on to Jill. Jill keeps it pretty simple. She says, a cubicle with no windows.
Well, I suppose it's better than an office with no windows.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
At least you can see over the top. I don't think cubicles ever have windows, do they?
I don't think so, no.
Yeah, although I know.
Sometimes you might have one that's like at the end of a, toward the end of a structure. And
yeah, so you're
that way, but.
Yeah, if your cubie is the next one over, is closest to the window, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know who invented cubies, but I think that they should have to be in a cubicle for the rest of eternity. That would be a good thing to do.
Let's go to Stephanie. Stephanie says, I'm a nurse's aide at a rehabilitation nursing center, overworked, underappreciated, and only recognized on an individual level when I've done something less than satisfactory. It's a dirty and thankless job, and the poor staff-to-patient ratio, sometimes 20 to 1, often means that the patients are not given the care, dignity, and respect they deserve.
Well, I think they're probably lucky to have you, Sugar Plum. And that's a tough deal of dealing with people who are not feeling very well and whatever. Yeah. Well, maybe going back to school and getting a little bit more education would help. But yeah, I mean, but sort of if you can focus on your clientele rather than your management. I mean, it's getting to be an issue that as the population gets older. Which we are. I mean, everybody gets older, but us boomers, there's so many of us. And as we get older, we're presumably going to require more and more care, and there are going to be fewer and fewer people to provide it. So it's going to be an issue. Stay healthy.
Mm-hmm. Robert says, I think it was at a local TV station, news department, including Master Control, very critical of everyone and trying to knock each other down so they could step up. 911 dispatch also similar, and most either favoring police or fire departments and being caught in the middle of their battles.
Well, that doesn't sound like much fun. Although I will tell you, one of my first when I was first in broadcasting, and I had no experience in broadcasting, and the first ratings book came out, and I just assumed that I did very well. I suppose because it was unique or whatever, I don't know. And the morning man at the first station I worked for, wouldn't talk to me. I mean, he just it was like, I'd done something terrible to him, and it just broke my heart. Because I just assumed that, you're against people at other stations, not your own station, which was, I suppose, a tad naive on my part. But you learn. And understand, you just do your, work is about competence, and you could be friendly at work, but you don't necessarily need for your friends to be at work.
Peg says, I was a physical therapist assistant. The most toxic environment was working with MRSA and hepatitis patients in the nursing home and AIDS patients in the bariatric clinic. Of course, I took precautions, but it keeps a person on edge. The most negative was the most negative environment was the manager at a doctor's office where I was, a personal secretary for one of the five doctors. That manager certainly did not have people skills.
Well, and she's talking about toxic in kind of the non-psychological kind of term, which is the true toxicity, which is a biochemical toxicity, which is a contagious disease. So I mean, I suppose that if you think about it, it really does put our sort of use of the word toxic in some kind of clear relief, which is it's one thing to have a boss that you don't like. It's another to be exposed to a virus that can kill you. So it does make one a little bit more, I suppose, accepting of the fact of, okay, this isn't a whole lot of fun, but it's not going to kill me, as opposed to, this could kill me.
Bill says, he keeps it pretty simple. He says, liberal city government in New York City. let's see. Donna says, the one I'm in now, I work with the meanest doctor ever. As a matter of fact, I think I'll call the show tomorrow. Of course, this was, she posted this on the 15th, which was Thursday. So I don't know if she actually called it.
I don't think,
Friday.
What was her name? Her name was Donna?
Donna, yep.
I can check, although she may or may not have used her name. I don't think we got a call from Donna. Nope.
Well,
Sonia, but not Donna.
Right.
Donna, today's another day. Maybe you're not at work. Go ahead and call.
Give us a call.
Yeah.
Ellen says, an overbearing attorney. When I left, I told him he will look great on my resume.
Well, that's flattering in some ways. As opposed to a post office picture.
Well,
you'll look great on my resume.
Nice segue, Dr. Joy. Our next one is from Michelle. She says, I work for the Postal Service.
Well, who knew? I didn't know. I know it's the joy to our working again, huh? Yeah.
She says, I love my job as postmaster, but many offices I worked at while coming up were more than a challenge. Managers and employees alike. I had to get out of the delivery environment and now work in a smaller office serving the public. I'm grateful for all the issues which helped me to learn that more advancement in my career at the post office was not for me.
Well, you know, and I think that's part of it, that sort of any experience that we have, you know, that teaches us something. And we're probably going to learn more from the negative stuff than we are from the positive, because if we have any brains about the positive, we just sort of enjoy it. And there are positive role models in this life, and there are negative role models. And there's nothing like having a really terrible boss to teach you how not to be a boss, because not everybody ends up a boss, but lots of people do. And even if you don't end up the ultimate boss, you may have somebody who works for you, which essentially means that you are their boss, or, God forbid, the middleman. And so learning how to communicate, learning how to, you know, to be tough but fair, learning how to be consistent, learning how to demand things of people without making them feel insecure or frightened. I mean, these are skills that most people, I mean, there's no school that's going to teach you that. And so it's the work environment, and most of us start in crummy positions doing crummy things for very little money. And sometimes we end up doing them for no money at all. We end up as volunteers. But we can learn from them. And because most of us have had teachers who scared the living daylights out of us as well. Mm-hmm. But if you look back on your education, it's quite often that you learned a lot more from the tough teachers than you learned from the sweetie pies.
Yeah. One more very quickly before we head to break here. Cindy says, I once worked in a law firm where the receptionist was so negative, nasty, and just general bad attitude, it made the whole office a bad environment. Once she left, things got better. Crazy how one bad apple can change things.
Especially when they're put in a position of dealing with the public. I'm Dr. Yeah. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's www.brightsidebend.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.